You are listening to ebuzz.com. Muhammad Rasulullah
alayhi salatullah. So the masjid is not being built because you gave, but because you gave, Allah is giving you. This is the house of Allah, Allah will build it. It's Allah's house, He'll take care. The famous incident when Abraha came and he met Abdul Muttalib, who was the custodian of the Kaaba. And Abraha said, I have come to destroy the Kaaba. Abdul Muttalib said, okay, you can carry on, I'm looking for my camel. I lost my camel. So Abraha said, you're the custodian of the Kaaba, we've come to demolish the Kaaba. He said, the camel belongs to me, I have to look after it. The Kaaba belongs to Allah, He will take care of it. إِنَّ لِهَذَا الْبَيْتِ رَبًّا إِنَّ لِهَذَا الْبَيْتِ رَبًّا The camel is mine, so I will look for it. There is an Allah to whom this house belongs.
إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُذِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةِ
So by you giving to this masjid, it's not going to the construction of the masjid, it's not pending your contribution. But give, you'll see good in your life. I'll see good in my life. The more we give, the better for us. It will open up avenues for us. So she said, the barakah is the passenger, not me. ثُمَّ قَدِمْنَا مَنَازِلَنَا بِلَادَ بَنِي سَعْدٍ She said, then we came back. We got back to our locality. وَمَا أَعْلَمُ أَرْضًا مِّنْ أَرْضِ اللَّهِ أَشَدَّ قَحْطًا مِّنْهَا وَلَا أَقْصَى جَدْبًا There was general famine and general drought, but our area was the worst gripped. The location and the area where I stayed, Shumaysiya, that had the worst end of the drought. So we suffered the worst. لَكِنْ غَنَمَنَا جَعَلَتْ تَغْدُو مَعَ كُلِّ صَبَاحٍ But ironically, morning would come, my flock would go and graze. And so would the other shepherds send their flock out to graze. Evening they would return, فَنَحْلِبُ مِنْ لَبْ فَنَحْلِبُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَنْ نَحْلِبُ وَنَشْرَبُ مِنْ لَبَنِهَا مَا طَابَ لَنَا أَن نَشْرَبُ When it would be evening, then we would milk it as the Quran speaks about it in the evening when the animals return.
وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ
Allah says, indeed in these animals there is beauty for you as they cover out and they cross across the meadows and the pastures. It's striking to the eye, it's impressive to the gaze, to look at your cattle, to look at your sheep, to look at your flock, early morning and in the evening when they return. We would milk as much as we want, we would drink as much as we want.
وَمَا يَحْلِبُ أَحَدٌ غَيْرُنَا مِنْ غَنَمِهِ قَطْرًا
The other shepherds would come with their flock, graze them for longer periods. They would return, they won't get one drop of milk, and we got milk from every animal. Halima said, never mind me becoming famous, my shepherds became famous. Everybody said, Israhu bighanamikum haythu yasrahu ra'i bint abi dhu'ayb. The problem is you opened a shop in the wrong mall. You must open here. It's got nothing to do with the mall. We read today in the Quran,
wa fis samai rizqukum
wa ma tu'adun. When this verse was revealed, one villager came to Nabi alayhi salam, said, who made Allah angry? He's taking qasams. Nabi says, no, Allah is not angry. A dihati, simple person. Allah took a qasam, your sustenance is decided in the heavens. Which mall and how you market, it's all in its place. It has its position. So everybody started now greeting. Halima shepherd. Never mind, he put me on the map, my shepherd came on the map. Where to where? Nothing in her life in order. Nobody wants to give a second glance at her. Now they're saluting her shepherd. What she did, she picked up one Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just were to pick up this deen and you see what Allah does to your life.
من أصلح فيما بينه وبين ربه أصلح الله فيما بينه وبين خلقه.
Each one of us pledged to Allah. I got to solve my relation with Allah. That's what I'm walking out of here. So I'm not going to go and speak to my... That is why it's written in the tafaseer when Sulaiman alayhi salam was sitting and he examined his entire group and he noticed that the bird Hudhud was absent.
So what did he say? مَالِي لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدَ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ What is the matter? I don't see the bird. Or is it that the bird is absent? The scholars of tafsir have written, this was the quality of the pious. إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ أَعْمَال, the plural of the word أَمَل. When they did not accomplish their objectives, they examined their actions. The first step of engaging a situation is, let me take stock of my life. What's wrong? You know, we have this tendency when something goes wrong on a day. Either perhaps you got up in the morning, you knocked your head. Then you were reversing, you knocked someone. Then you forgot your keys, you locked it up. Then you say, no, today I did something wrong. Today, Allahumma maaf kare. The Quran says you did not do something wrong today. You did something wrong every day. Look what the Quran says. The difference is today Allah made you taste the consequences of your wrong. مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ Allah said, whatever unpleasant conditions come is as a result of your actions. While majority of your wrong, I just overlook, I just pass it. So, the day you taste it, is not the day you did the wrong. Is the day Allah made you taste the consequences, the repercussion. Otherwise, you're doing it every day. وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ Allah says, I hold you accountable for little and I overlook the greater part. That's why the riwayat of Ibn Majah, it appears in Abu Dawood also, لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَذَّبَ أَهْلَ سَمَاوَاتِهِ وَأَهْلَ أَرْضِهِ لَعَذَّبَهُمْ وَهُوَ غَيْرُ ظَالِمٍ If the decree of Allah has to come now, to punish every human, then that decree of Allah will be absolute justice. It will be absolutely perfectly. In other words, it justifies, our actions justify it. So anyway, she says, our animals would go, they would graze. Sulaiman alayhi salam, what did he say? He said, did I do something wrong? Or is it that the bird is absent? He didn't first say, where's the bird? No. What is wrong with me? إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ That is why one pious person said, when I disobey Allah, I notice my conveyance rebels against me. I notice my conveyance and my children. When I disobey, I actually see the effect in my children. I see it happening. We resolve our relation with Allah, Allah will resolve it with the creation. So anyone, فَجَعَلَ بَنُوا قَوْمِي يَقُولُونَ لِرُعْيَانِهِمْ وَيْلَكُمْ إِسْرَحُوا بِغَنَمِكُمْ حَيْثُ يَسْرَحُ رَاعِي بِنْتَ أَبِي ذُؤَيْبِ So it became the talk of the town, that you must take your flock and go graze with Halima's shepherds. Every morning, Halima said, everybody outside my house. Everybody lined up here. And when we were going to Makkah, they couldn't wait for me also. And now they're all lining up. From where to where Allah will give izzah. فَصَارُوا يَسْرَحُونَ بِغَنَمِهِمْ وَرَاءَ غَنَمِنَا غَيْرَ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَعُودُونَ بِهَا وَهِيَ جَائِعَةٌ مَا تَرْشَحُ لَهُمْ بِقَطْرَةٍ مِّن لَبَنٍ They would come, they would join, they would greet, they would salute, they would travel, they would graze in the same place, they would return. But they would get absolutely nothing. That is why I just mentioned Allah gave the Sahaba sleep in that battle. And next to the Sahaba were the Munafiqeen. They did not get sleep. Two brothers can be together in one business. One Allah can give peace to, the other one Allah will snatch peace away from. Conditions come from Allah. Maulana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani Rahmatullah Ali has written one very beautiful thing in tafsir, everything what is written. But one thing in particular, under this ayah, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِينَ عِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ Just lower down of this ayah in the tafsir he has written there. Aadmi kabhi kankri se marta hai aur kabhi goli se bachta hai. Sometimes you survive a bullet wound and you die with a pebble. Bullet wound you survive and a pebble claims your life. It's just what he decides. It's just what Allah decides. You know, you survive the bullet wound and a pebble claims your life. It's what Allah has decided when. That is exactly what will happen. Anyway, she said, لَمْ نَزَلْ نَتَلَقَّى مِنَ اللَّهِ الْخَيْرَ وَالْبَرَكَةِ حَتَّى تَمَّ فِطَامُ Every day was a new chapter
And it carried on for 2 years. Every day, 2 years you got new barakat. Yeah, every day for 2 years you got problems. Every day something good happened in your life for 2 years. You'll also get worried. It's too good to be nice. It's too good to be true. She says, then 2 years end. That's not all.
وَكَانَ خِلَالَ آمَيْهِ هَذَيْنِ يَنْمُوا نُمُوًا لَا يُشْبِهُ النُّمُوا وَأَقْرَانِ.
The best part of it is, all the other women that brought the children, my child and this child grew up to be the healthiest in the 2 years. The other children got sick and they did not grow up as healthy as our child. Now when it's time to return and you have to face the mother, then obviously you are concerned because what you promise, what you want to claim, and what the child is two different things. She said, our child and this child, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, grew up to be the healthiest. And everybody has seen the barakat in our life. Now it's time to go back. So everybody's like, Halima, has the child got any brothers or anything? Please let us know. Who's the mother? We need to meet the family. Just to introduce ourselves. Yesterday, فَكُنَّا نَأْبَاهُ لِأَنَّهُ يَتِيمٌ وَكُنَّا نَقُولْ مَا عَسَىٰ أَن تَنْفَعَنَا أُمُّ صَبِيٍّ. What are you going to get out of this child? She says, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ قَدِمْنَا بِهِ عَلَىٰ أُمِّهِ وَنَحْنُ أَحْرَسُ مَا نَكُونُ عَلَىٰ مَكْثِهِ عِنْدَنَا. We came back. But passionate with the agenda that we want to take him back. But we had to return with the contract of 2 years. So we came back and then we spoke to the mother and then I negotiated and I said, لَيْتَكِ تَتْرُكِينَ بُنَيَّ عِنْدِي حَتَّى يَزْدَادَ فُتُوًا وَقُوَّةً فَإِنِّي أَخْشَى عَلَيْهِ وَبَاءَ مَكَّةَ لَمْ أَزَلْ أُقَنِّعُهَا وَأُرَغِّبُهَا حَتَّى رَدَّتْهُ مَعْنَا. I sat down with the mother, I pacified, I said, look, he's growing up well, he's healthy, the child is good. Makkah, the climate is not conducive. Just, I don't know if you feel, but I just feel, leave him with us. Inshallah, he'll be okay. Obviously, she said, we had our desires because we knew what we were getting out of this child. Halima said, Amina radiallahu anha said, no problem, take him. فَرَجَعْنَا بِهِ فَرِحِينَ مُسْتَبْشِرِينَ. She says, now we took him back. Everybody, you know, مَرُونَ اللُّدَيُّ. Oh, Halima ne to paachon mali. Everybody's eyes are just popping out. Look at Halima's destiny. Look at her luck. This is it. This comes from Allah. Today's youth are popping pills to sleep for days. And when Allah gave sleep, then Allah gave to those youth in the cave for 3 centuries. They didn't have to pop pills to sleep. 10 tablets and he's going. Groggy. Yeah, Allah gave them sleep. And how Allah gave them sleep? Allah gave them sleep for 3 centuries. Then, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. You know when a child is born and the child is sleeping, then the mother's passion, you know, she even tells the father, in my house, you make it to me. Off your phone, off the bell. My house, I can't walk. What must I do? Then she closed the curtains. Allah says, these youth, I put them off to sleep. And I changed the system of the sun that the rays mustn't affect their sleep. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ. And you will see the sun, إِذَا طَلَعَتْ, as it breaks through from the eastern horizon, and it rises, تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينَ. The rays is diverting beyond the cave. وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ, and when it tips on the western horizon, تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ, it goes beyond the cave. وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ, and these youth lie in comfort in the center of the cave. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. This is how I preserve youth who preserve my deen.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاضًا.
Allah says, how did I protect them? They had a vision, an impression, that if you look at them, you would assume them to be awake. وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ, while they're fast asleep.
You know, when a child is born, 1-2 months, after a little while the mother burps him, then the mother comes and turns him this way, then the mother comes and turns him that way. And she knows what she's doing this way, that way, Allah alone knows. Allah used to send the angels in Jalalain.
وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ.
Allah used to send the angels to turn them and toss them, so that the insects of the earth mustn't feed on them. In the footnotes of Jalalain, all this is written. You pop in pearls to sleep, my brother. You groggy, you making the whole ummah groggy. And yeah, Allah is giving them sleep. Then when they get up, and that you know, that sober comes in, and that withdrawal, you see how they eat. 3 centuries, yeah, Allah gives them sleep, no hunger. Why? Because when they awaken from their sleep, what they say? فَلْيَنْذُرْ, take this money. أَحَدِكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ فَلْيَنْذُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. They get up after 3 centuries. What would be the hunger at that time? They say, take this money and go buy. But whatever you buy, I'm not worried. Make sure it's halal. After 3 centuries. And yeah, after 12 hours, we musafir halal, Shaykh. Musafir, look here, I mean, 12 hours, after all we're hungry, I mean, not, I mean. 3 centuries of sleep, when they awaken, the passion, the Quran said, on which we mark the half of the Quran, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ
فَلْيَنْذُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا.
Go find halal food. Go find halal food. So Allah gives sleep. Allah gives. She says, we bring him back to our town. And everybody's eyes are on us.
ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَمْضِ عَلَى مَقْدَمِ الْغُلَامِ غَيْرُ أَشْهُرٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ حَتَّى وَقَعَ لَهُ أَمْرٌ أَخَافَنَا وَأَقْلَقَنَا وَهَزَّنَا هَزَّا.
It wasn't long and something drastic happened and it left us all shocked. What happened?
خَرَجَ ذَاتَ صَبَاحٍ مَعَ أَخِيهِ فِي غُنَيْمَاتٍ لَنَا.
He went with his brother in the neighborhood. At the house of Halima radiallahu anha, the Prophet ﷺ spoke at the age of 8 months. And he started grazing sheep at the age of 3. At the tender age of 3. Our children are playing computer games and they're doing this here. The Prophet ﷺ said with the Sahaba, and he spoke of sheep, and he spoke of meadows, and he spoke of pastures, and he spoke of shepherds. And then Sahaba said, oh Prophet of Allah, looks like you know the game in and out. You know, somebody asked you, okay, what you using, hard drive, megabyte, oops, IT. Which game are you into? The Prophet ﷺ said, never mind me, every Nabi that Allah sent was a shepherd. Because there's molding that's happening in there. There's nurturing that's happening in there. In fact, in Tanbihul Ghafilin, Abu Layth Samarqandi has written that Sayyidina Musa asked Allah, oh Allah, why you made me your Nabi? As much as I enjoy it, but what actually happened? You know, sometimes you ask your wife, like you really like me when I came to see you? Or, you know? The one guy made his wife happy, saying, even if I didn't marry you, I would have been flirting you, Allah forgive me. Astaghfirullah. So Allah told Musa, Tanbihul Ghafilin, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi has mentioned this here. Allah said, oh Musa, كنت ترعى الغنم لشعيب. You were grazing the flock of Shu'ayb. فندت شات. And then one sheep ran. And you ran behind that sheep. And it tired you. And you ran behind. And then you comforted it. And you pacified it. And you brought kindness and warmness to it. فَبِرَحْمَتِكَ عَلَى خَلْقِي إِصْطَفَيْتُكَ بِالنُّبُوَّةِ. When I seen the element of compassion you possessed for a sheep, I said, how much more compassion won't you have for insan? That is why I made you Musa and I made you my Nabi. I made you my Nabi on that. Because of that compassion, because of the tenderness.
فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ.
Just reflect over this ayah. Allah told the Prophet ﷺ, if you possessed everything that you possessed, and you excluded just one quality from your life, and that was softness and tenderness, and it was replaced by sternness and harshness, then despite everything that you had, nobody would have come close to you. Just excluding one quality. We lack everything and softness. How can people come to us? Imagine the Prophet ﷺ have all his knowledge, all his qualities, all his attributes,
But just exclude his softness. That is why in one hadith the Prophet ﷺ said, if Allah had to give a physical form and a tangible appearance to softness and to tenderness, then undoubtedly it would have been the best creation that Allah created. If softness and tenderness could be given a form, a shape, a size, something tangible, obviously it's intangible, then it would have been the best creation. So anyway, we return. The Prophet ﷺ was grazing sheep in the area, in the neighborhood. فَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ They barely went out. حَتَّى أَقْبَلَ عَلَيْنَا أَخُوهُ يَعْدُ My son came running. He said, إِلْحَقَ بِأَخِي الْقُرَشِيِّ Come see what's happening to my Qurayshi brother. جَاءَهُ رَجُلَان Two men have come. عَلَيْهِمَا ثِيَابٌ بِيذ Clad in white. أَذْجَعَاهُ They have dropped him on the floor. شَقَّى بَطْنَا They split his chest. وَالْتَمَسَا فِيهِ شَيْئًا They searching for something. Our children will come. Come quickly. He's on the roof. Yusuf is on the tree. Come see what happened. She says, فَمَضَيْتُ أَنَا وَزَوْجِي نَغْدُ نَحْوَ الْغُلَامِ We advance. فَوَجَدْنَاهُ مُرْدَ شِفَى مُنْتَقِعَ الْوَجِّ We found him pale. We found him disclined. فالتزمه زوجي وضممته إلى صدري مع husband حقي ما embraced him. I said, ما لك يا بنيا? Muhammad, are you okay, my baby? What's happening? He said, I don't know. جاءني رجلان, two people came. فأضجعاني, they dropped me. شقى بطني, they split my stomach. والتمسا شيئا. They found something, they took it out. خلياني ومضيا, they closed it and they went. She says, now we panicked. You know, they call Bijuno Poiro. Anyway, we picked him up. رَجَعْنَا بِهِ خَائِفَيْنِ مُضْطَرِبَيْنِ We returned back, panic, afraid. فَلَمَّا بَلَغْنَا خِبَاءَنَا إِلْتَفَتَ إِلَيَّ زَوْجِي وَقَالْ When we reached our camp, my husband cried and he said, حليمة, إِنِّي أَخْشَى أَنْ يَكُونَ هَذَا الْغُلَامَ الْمُبَارَكَ قَدْ أُصِيبَ بِأَمْرٍ لَا قِبَلَ لَنَا بِرَدِّي I hope something drastic hasn't happened. The child is in our custody. I don't know what is this. I think it's time we return the child. Obviously, we were panicked, we were afraid. We said, let's get ready. The next day, we got ready. I took my son with me again. We got onto our conveyance, and we head for Makkah. We come to Makkah. We meet with Amina radiallahu anha. We come and we present the child. Now, Amina, an average mother, through motherhood, she learned so much. Amina being the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, words can't describe what vision, what insight, what foresight this woman must have had. Just an ordinary mother. Just a woman who's a mother of three, four. You know, like on a lighter note, they say this, father, the first time when your child something happens, then you panic. You know, he swallowed a coin, rush him to the doctor. So his father had five sons. So the fifth boy came and he says, Dad, I swallowed a coin. He said, I'll deduct that from your spending. Gone are the days where we run to doctors. That was the first one. one pound left from your spending. That means nothing to me. Now, father of five. Now, where are you going to panic with that? The first one, you know, when he gets hurt, by the fifth one, inshallah, you swallowed it, you lose your spending. You must decide. Halima, Amina, the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you imagine what vision this woman got? You're not talking of an ordinary woman. The greatest woman this earth has seen. She said, مَا أَقْدَمَكِ بِمُحَمَّدْ يَا حَلِيمَةُ وَقَدْ كُنْتِ حَرِيسَةً عَلَيْهِ شَدِيدَ الرَّغْبَةِ You've returned very quick. You were passionate to keep him. So Halima said, لَقَدْ قَوِي عُودُهُ وَاكْتَمَلَتْ فُتُوَّتُهُ وَقَضَيْتُ الَّذِي عَلَيَّ نَحْوَهُ فَأَدَّيْتُهُ إِلَيْكَ He's gone healthy, he's nourished, he's developed. I said, let me hand him over. She said, أصدقيني الخبر ما أنت بالتي ترغب عن الصبي لهذا الذي ذكرت Speak the truth. There is an agenda behind this. أتخوفت عليه الشيطان Do you fear that something drastic happened? Maybe the devil came? Halima said, yeah, well, I don't know the devil, but hey, yeah, maybe, you know what, I can't say. She said, wait, listen, Amina said, listen. كلا والله ما للشيطان عليه من سبيل The devil can influence every child but this child. إِنَّ لِإِبْنِي هَذَا شَأْنًا I say this with humility and not pride, but this child is a different child. You know, they talk of a celebrity from his infancy. He had promising talent and he showed great skills. And then you wonder what's the skills, what he shows or the drugs that he takes. From a childhood, you know, he had a promising talent and there was a bright future. And then you see he's taking steroids. So you don't know what's the skill, what he performs or the steroids. Halima, Amina said, Inna li ibni hadha sha'nan. Let me tell you. Inni hina hamaltu bihi. When I conceived this child, ra'aytu nuran. Now, our women, when they become pregnant, then they get nausea. Then they get unusual craves. Some women eat soap, some eat sand, some eat, I don't know what and what. I know in my three children what happened, but I won't say it. But whatever woman eat, right? She says, when I conceived this child, I seen a light coming out from me. أَضَاءَ لِي قُصُورَ بُصْرَى. It brightened the entire Arab world. ثُمَّ إِنِّي حَيْنَ وَلَدْتُهُ نَزَلَ وَاضِعًا يَدَيْهِ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ رَافِعًا رَأْسَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. When I gave birth to him, wallahi, he was born in the position of sajda and prostration. نَزَلَ وَاضِعًا يَدَيْهِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ رَافِعًا رَأْسَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Today you decline to make sajda in an aircon environment. Your Nabi was born with sajda. Intaliqi rashida. Halima, you can go. Wajuziti anna wa anhu khayran. And good luck to you, and Allah reward you for what you did for this child. But he's in the hands of Allah. Madaytu ana wa zawji mahzunayni ashadda al-huzn. Halima said, I picked him up. It was the greatest day in my life. The day I left him was the saddest day in my life. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ غُلَامُنَا بِأَقَلَّ مِنَّا حُزْنًا. I looked at my child back. My small baby was crying like a... He was sobbing. He was sobbing when we had to separate from him. He was sobbing. History points out here, there was a point of separation here. And there was loss of contact. وَبَعْدُ فَلَقَدْ عَاشَتْ حَلِيمَتُ حَتَّى بَلَغَتْ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيَّةِ. Time moved on. This Nabi was in the care of Allah. أَلَمْ يَجِدَكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. If you explore this awa, what Mufassirin have written, that how he was protected by his mother, then by Halima, then by his uncle, then by his grandfather, then by the Sahaba, then by the Ansar, then by the Malaika, that whole thing, and the awa the Mufassirin write. Allah says, I gave you shelter. I gave you shelter through your mother, through your aunt, through your nursing mother, through your grandfather, through the Muhajirin, through the Ansar, through the whole Ummah. وَبَعْدُ فَلَقَدْ عَاشَتْ حَلِيمَةُ حَتَّى بَلَغَتْ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيَّةَ. Time moved on, years passed, decades lapsed. Halima grew up till she aged. ثُمَّ رَأَتْ التِّفْلَ الَّذِي قَدْ أَرْضَعَتْهُ قَدْ غَدَى لِلْعَرَبِ سَيِّدًا وَلِلْإِنسَانِيَّةِ مُرْشِدًا وَلِلْبَشَرِيَّةِ نَبِيًّا. And then one day she's walking and she realizes the child that I nursed has become the leader of humanity, has become the prophets of the world, has become the greatest human history has ever seen. Ibn Jawzi, Ibn Hajar has made tasrih, and I have read it, that she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَقَدْ وَفَدَتْ عَلَيْهِ بَعْدَ أَنْ آمَنَتْ بِهِ وَصَدَّقَتْ بِالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with his sahaba, and she comes and she advances. فَمَا إِنْ رَآهَا حَتَّى اسْتَطَارَ بِهَا سُرُورًا. He looks at her and he's elated. He's ecstatic. He says, أُمِّي, أُمِّي, my mother, my mother. بَسَطَ لَهَا رِدَاءً. Sahaba dying to get a glimpse of his clothing. My Nabi takes out his blessed shawl. بَسَطَهُ تَحْتَهَا. He spreads it out. He says, clear the way for my mother. أَبْلَغَ إِكْرَامَهَا وَعُيُونُ السَّحَابَةِ تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا فِي غِبْتَةٍ وَإِجْلَالٍ. Sahaba mesmerized. They are riveted. They are spellbound. They are speechless. Who's this woman? We thought his mother was late.
He clears the way. She comes forward. She sits down. He says, this is my mother. Every Sahabi in absolute glory and envy in this woman. Allah gave her deen. Allah gave her every form of honor. Why? She latched one child to her heart. Allah, the story is very long and we can discuss more. In essence, the time to us, for the entire Muslim Ummah, I reflected over this incident at length and I chose to discuss it and I've addressed it to other audience as well. We got to, the only way through which we're going to solve our individual problems, our collective problems, our global problems, like I've given you a glimpse, just a brief, a caption from the life of Halima radiallahu anha. She embraced the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah did everything for her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us and instill within us, infuse within us that zeal, that spirit, that enthusiasm. The hadith that I quoted in the beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa man'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. The one who loves for Allah, where Allah told him to like, and he dislikes where Allah told him to dislike, and he gives where Allah tells him to give, and he withholds where Allah tells him to withhold, and that is the perfection of Iman. The problem with us today is, we are not earning du'as, we are asking for du'as. Make du'a for me, make du'a for me, make du'a for me. That's why someone told us that Thanwi Rahmatullah alayhi one special du'a. He said, you must have special contact with me. Khususi ta'alluq, khususi du'a. You see me once in a month and you want me to make du'a for you every day. Doesn't work that way. To earn the du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made du'a for certain people on certain actions. If we do that, till today we'll get that du'a. The riwayat of Abu Dawud, rahimallahu imra'an qama min al-layl. May Allah have mercy on that man who stands up by night. Tawadda'a, he makes wudu. Tawassaka, he makes miswak. Then he comes to his wife, 1 o'clock in the morning. He taps her, she turns on the other side. Nadaha ala wajhiha al-ma. He reluctantly and passionately. Reluctant that I don't want to disturb my wife. Passionate that I don't want to deprive her of tahajjud. Clash of emotions. He drops water on her face. The Prophet says it trickles down her cheek. She opens her eyes. She says, what's it, my beloved? 1 in the morning. He says, come, my darling, let's both make dua to Allah. Rahima. My Nabi said, may Allah have mercy. Wallah. That dua stands till today. And his dua in your favor, Rahima, may Allah have mercy, has condensed and captured every good that you possibly can desire and ask for is in the dua, Rahima. Naddara Allah, naddara. Oh, we'll need an hour to explore naddara. Naddara Allahum ra'an sami'a maqalati. Allah, you keep him vibrant. Allah, you keep him active. Allah, you keep him happy. Allah, you keep him prosperous. That's not even doing justice to Naddara. Who? Sami'a maqalati. Who listens to what I have imparted and disseminated, embraces it and conveys it. Leave my dua. Earn dua. Earn dua. Don't ask for dua. Asking for dua is in its place. Earn it. Here you have a masjid coming out. This is an opportunity to spend in the path of Allah. Uthman radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet asked him, who will spend? He said, mi'ata ba'irin bi'ahlasiha wa aqtabiha, 100 camels from my side. Laden. Then again the Prophet exhorted. Again he said, mi'ata ba'irin bi'ahlasiha, another 100. Then again the Prophet, he didn't say, no, they must also give. You know, women say, you got brothers also. They must also look after your parents. You're not the only child. You're not the only child. Is that the way to look at life? My parents? My parents? My akhirat? You telling me I got other brothers? And I got other sisters? Has it become a burden? Has it become a liability? That I'm looking for others to take it away from me? To clear my shoulders? To lighten my chest? Nabi Uthman came and dropped coins in the hands of the Prophet. He said, you have this here. Nabi started flipping those coins. Then he made a dua. I'm still looking for another dua like this in hadith. I haven't come across it. But Uthman didn't get it. He gave. He gave and he got. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ghafar in Kanzul Ummal, Ghafar Allahu laka ya Uthman, ma qaddamta wa ma akharta wa ma asrarta wa ma a'layta,
ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أخفيت وما أبديت وما كان منك وما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة.
In Kanz al-Ummal, the riwayat is there. I wish you appreciated in Arabic. I cannot translate this. But again, he didn't ask for the dua. He didn't say, oh Nabi Allah, make dua for me. Make dua, tajud then, please. Tajud, make dua. No, no. He responded to the call, he earned the dua. Earn duas. Stop asking. How are you keeping? What your duas, I'm okay. I'm making dua for you. It's a lie. But my duas, I'm making for you. Don't worry, dua, teach Alif. I'm not making for you. Why are you lying? Drop formalities. Get to realities.
غفر الله لك يا عثمان ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أخفيت وما أبديت وما كان منك وما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة.
May Allah pardon the sins of the past and the future, secret and open, collective and individual, intentional and unintentional. What you've done to now and what sins you will commit till the day you die, till Qiyamah. And du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability of valuing the remaining days. Recite Durud Sharif. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اهد شباب المسلمين واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم اهد نساء المسلمين. اللهم ارزقهن الحياء والعفاف والإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.